Welcome to Discover Daily, your source for the latest fascinating stories curated from Perplexity's Discover feed. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. First up, a significant development in the realm of internet regulation. The FCC has officially restored net neutrality rules, ensuring equal treatment of online traffic by internet service providers. This decision marks a pivotal shift in the ongoing debate over an open and free internet. On April 25, 2024, the Federal Communications Commission voted to reclassify broadband internet as a utility-like service, allowing for stricter oversight and prohibiting practices like throttling, blocking, or paid prioritization of online content. This move has been met with praise from consumer advocacy groups and civil rights organizations who view it as a crucial step in maintaining a level playing field for all websites and online services. However, the telecommunications industry has voiced strong opposition, arguing that such regulations could stifle innovation and investment. The decision is expected to face legal challenges, and the ongoing debate surrounding net neutrality will likely continue to shape the regulatory landscape for internet services in the United States. Speaking of innovative technologies, let's shift our focus to a novel AI-powered gadget. The Rabbit R1, a compact orange device with a unique design, has been garnering attention as an AI-powered assistant that aims to simplify tasks and reduce screen time. Early reviews present a mixed but generally optimistic view of its potential. One of the standout features of the Rabbit R1 is its ability to learn from user interactions through a large action model trained on web interaction habits. This allows it to perform tasks like removing watermarks from images or ordering products and services without direct input for each step. However, the device is still in its early stages, with some features not functioning as advertised, such as responsiveness issues with the touchscreen and keyboard. Priced at $199, the Rabbit R1 is positioned as an affordable AI gadget for tech enthusiasts and early adopters, but it's recommended that potential buyers consider waiting for further updates and improvements. In other news, a prominent electric vehicle manufacturer is facing a dire financial situation. Fisker Inc., an electric vehicle company, is on the brink of bankruptcy due to a critical shortage of funds and inability to meet its debt obligations. The company has signaled that it may seek bankruptcy protection within the next 30 days. Fisker's financial woes have been escalating throughout 2024, with the company unable to secure sufficient capital infusion despite negotiations with major automakers and other potential investors. The company has already reduced its workforce significantly and plans further layoffs. Production issues with its Fisker Ocean SUV, including quality concerns and safety investigations, have compounded the company's troubles. The market has reacted negatively, with Fisker's stock price plummeting and the company being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange due to its financial instability. If Fisker fails to secure new funding or reach an agreement with its creditors, it may have to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, signifying a significant downturn in its operations and potentially leading to liquidation if reorganization fails. Shifting gears to a remarkable archaeological discovery that sheds new light on the life of a renowned ancient Greek philosopher. Recent archaeological research has led to a significant discovery regarding the burial site of the ancient Greek philosopher Plato. Utilizing advanced imaging and AI technologies, researchers have deciphered carbonized papyrus scrolls from Herculaneum, pinpointing Plato's final resting place within the grounds of the Platonic Academy in Athens. The newly revealed texts indicate that Plato was buried in a private garden at the academy, close to a sacred area dedicated to the Muses. The papyrus also sheds light on a tumultuous period in Plato's life, suggesting that he was sold into slavery around 404 BC to 399 BC following the Spartan conquest of the island of Aegina. The breakthroughs in deciphering the papyri were made possible through the use of infrared, ultraviolet optical imaging, thermal imaging, tomography, and digital optical microscopy. This discovery not only provides a clearer picture of Plato's final resting place, but also contributes to a deeper understanding of the intellectual legacy of ancient Greece. And finally, let's explore the ongoing hunt for a hypothetical planet lurking in the outer reaches of our solar system. The hunt for the hypothetical planet 9 in the outer solar system continues, with several recent research papers providing new evidence and insights. A new study by Konstantin Batygin and colleagues analyzes the orbits of long-period, nearly planar, Neptune-crossing objects in the outer solar system. Their computer simulations show that the observed orbital properties of these objects align closely with predictions of models that include Planet 9, providing some of the strongest statistical evidence yet for its existence. Another recent analysis has ruled out the existence of a Planet 9 with the predicted characteristics in a large portion of the hypothesized search area, narrowing down the remaining regions to search. A novel approach proposed by Manho Chan suggests looking for potential satellites of Planet 9, as tidal heating effects could make these satellites detectable in the infrared by telescopes like ALMA, even if Planet 9 itself remains elusive. While the evidence for Planet 9 has grown, it remains a hypothetical world until it can be directly observed. Astronomers will continue scanning the outer solar system in hopes of finally spotting this elusive giant planet in the years to come. Thank you for tuning in to Discover Daily. If you want to learn more about these segments, be sure to check out the links in the episode description. Don't forget to subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform and download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to stay up to date with the latest news and discoveries. We'll see you back here tomorrow, so until then, stay curious.